The kids are going back to school, but should you go back to school as a supervisor? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, let's talk about you as a supervisor deciding and committing to becoming better and more effective with your team. Now, when you think about the difference between the best manager or supervisor you've ever worked for and the average supervisor or manager for whom you've worked, you'd probably agree that there's not that many things that separate the average from the outstanding, but they are important dimensions. And so instead of just being known as the average supervisor, I'd like you to aspire to something greater. And that might mean going back to school and challenging some of the things that you've believed to be true in your leadership role and looking at ways to tweak it to become even more effective in the future. Now, we have three tips for you as you think about going back to school or increasing your skill set as a leader. Tip number one is to model yourself after the best leaders. I mean, if you can think of a supervisor or manager for whom you've worked that you really enjoyed working for and they did a tremendously good job, you could just think about what they do and then start to model or copy some of those approaches with your team. Chances are you're already doing that as a supervisor. It's kind of like the difference between if you had great parents, you want to be just like them. And if you had parents that weren't so awesome, you want to be the opposite of them. Same thing goes for leadership. You can see examples of both the good and the bad, and you want to make sure that you model yourself after the greatest leaders for whom you've worked. Number two, be a lifelong learner. Even though companies will bring us in and do our frontline leadership program, I always caution them that no matter how great the course is, and ours is pretty awesome, no matter how great the course is, the reality is you need to keep coming back and developing your leaders. It could be refreshing on fundamentals, or it could be just taking a more advanced view of some of the same topics that you've looked at before. But you as a leader should actually commit yourself to lifelong learning. You should be trying to grow and develop as a leader every single year. That makes you awesome. Plus, it helps you adapt to the changing landscape and become more competitive and valuable to your company as well as to your team. The third tip is to stay curious and open-minded. Now, as a leader, especially if you've been in the role for a while, it's very easy to get negative or cynical or sarcastic or just become overly judgmental. But what we want you to do is to stay curious, have that healthy desire to discover new things and stay open-minded to the fact that maybe there are some things that you could do differently. And if you can embrace that, if you can be curious and open-minded combined with the other tips in this episode, you can probably become that supervisor that is always in school, always learning, learning from their team, learning from the leaders for whom they work, and the leaders who are their peers. So as you get better as a leader, of course, we're here to help you. Whether you just want to keep listening and watching these Leader Feeder episodes, you can do that, of course, or you can have us on site to do in-person training, or through our new state-of-the-art virtual training studio, you can bring that right to your desktop so that people can become engaging leaders without the hassles of having to travel any long distances. Now, it all starts with a conversation, of course, and you can check us out at our website, uniquedevelopment.com, or you can connect on one of the many social media platforms. I especially want you to connect with me on LinkedIn because we post a lot of valuable information to people at all sorts of different levels in management, leadership, and human resources. No matter what it takes, we want to be your partners in building an awesome culture that employees want to work for and want to stay so that you can attract the talent that you need for your success.